WSA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And I respect the outcome of this this election.
That's the victim of a big political shocker in New York politics on primary day yesterday when longtime Congressman Joe Crowley loses his bid for an 11th term, defeated in the primary by 28-year-old Democratic socialist and activist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And as I said in the debates that we did have, that if I was not successful in this election, that I would support Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Ocasio-Cortez was an organizer for former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Mitt Romney is Utah's Republican Senate nominee following yesterday's primary, and the U.S. House is to vote today on a compromise immigration bill. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Besides yesterday's primaries, there was South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster winning a runoff election to be on the ballot in November for another term. McMaster, who President Trump supports, will face Democratic nominee James Smith, McMaster telling supporters last night.
But our team, ladies and gentlemen, right now, extends from the White House to the State House to your house, and that's the most powerful team there is.
And in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Maryland, former NAACP President Ben Jealous was the victor and will now face the popular Republican Governor Larry Hogan. Marriott International Hotel workers today will be protesting in front of hotels in at least 8 cities across the nation. They're demanding higher wages and more job security, also protection against sexual harassment. They've been in contract negotiations with the hotel chain. No work stoppage is planned. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A veteran who set himself on fire outside the Georgia State Capitol yesterday says he did so to bring attention to problems with Veterans Affairs. John Michael Watts suffered burns to most of his body, but was still able to talk with law enforcement afterwards. Today, Robert Wilkie will be on Capitol Hill for his confirmation hearing to become Veterans Affairs Secretary. He was chosen by President Trump after the president's previous nominee, White House Dr. Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, pulled his name out of the running. California lawmakers considering a couple of bills aimed at fighting so-called fake news. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
SB 1424, introduced by Democratic Senator Richard Pan, seeks to add language for the commission onto existing law that prohibits false advertising. That commission would include at least one member of the Department of Justice, as well as internet-based social media providers, civil liberties advocates, and First Amendment scholars to study the problem of the spread of false information through internet-based social media platforms, and draft a model strategic plan for internet-based social media platforms to use to mitigate this problem. Pan's bill would require the commission to be established by April of next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.